From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi admits different views among disputing parties still exist in Myanmar. Minister optimistic Indonesia to reach economic growth target. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi recognized that there is still different views between the disputing parties in Myanmar to stop the conflict. However, in a statement delivered on Friday, May the 5th, in Jakarta, Retno Marsudi ensured that Indonesia, as chair of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, 2023, would continuously try to bridge these differences so that an inclusive national dialogue is created in Myanmar. According to her, Indonesia has decided to take a discreet diplomacy approach to bridge those differences. According to her, this approach is welcomed by the parties in Myanmar and it is expected to be a capital for creating a peace there.
Di dalam engagement tersebut, kita
in engagement, Indonesia has encouraged an inclusive national dialogue immediately. It must be admitted that the difference in position between the stakeholders in Myanmar is still quite wide and deep. However, Indonesia will not give up as chair of ASEAN, and Indonesia will continue to try to play the role of a bridge between various differences and will continue to make engagements. Moreover, Minister Retno Marsudi further explained, apart from building communication with all parties, Indonesia as the chair of ASEAN also voiced the importance of stopping violence in Myanmar. According to Retno Marsudi, Indonesia as the chair of ASEAN strongly condemned the use of violence which resulted in more civilian casualties. Meanwhile, regarding the delivery of humanitarian assistance to the people of Myanmar, Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed that this assistance is coordinated by the Secretary General of ASEAN. She explained the delivery of the first stage of assistance in the form of life-saving has been completed because it is related to the assistance for handling COVID-19. Meanwhile, for the second stage, which is in the form of life-sustaining, Retno Marsudi noted that they are still experiencing problems, particularly related to access. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto is optimistic Indonesia will reach the economic growth target of 5.3% this year. The government is optimistic that it can be maintained in 2023 and will certainly become the recovery momentum. Minister Erlangga Hartarto, in a press conference in Jakarta on Friday, as quoted by Antara, said the economy in the future is estimated to remain strong, supported by several positive economic indicators. These include the Consumer Trust Index, which is still above 100 and reflects people's optimism. it reached a level of 123.3 in March this year. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has expressed the hope that Indonesia will retain the medal tally it achieved at the Vietnam SEA Games in the Cambodian edition of the Games this year from May the 5th until 17th. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin stated this during a visit to Padang State University West Sumatra on Friday, as reported by Antara. Although the Cambodian SEA Games have not been officially opened yet, competitions in some sports branches had already been held as of Friday, May the 5th, with Indonesia taking 1 gold and 5 bronze medals, which put it in 5th positions in the temporary medal standings. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Ten top local micro, small, and medium enterprises will showcase their products at the 42nd Asian Summit, which will be held in Labuan Bajo, West Nusa Tenggara District in East Nusa Tenggara Province from May the 9th until 11th. Head of the West Manggarai Cooperative Micro, Small, and Medium Enterprises Manpower and Transmigration Office Teresia Asmon stated on Friday, as quoted by Antara. Asmon also said that the province has received instruction from the Central Committee to select and prepare the 10 finest micro, small, and medium enterprises from different regions in the province to present their products at Meruarah Hotel or the summit's main venue. The 10 micro, small, and medium enterprises will showcase their finest range of handicraft items ranging from woven fabrics, clothing, and other accessories. In addition to artworks, they will also serve various typical foods and beverages of West Manggarai. Indonesian former President Megawati Sukarnoputri has said that the period from 2023 to 2036 will mark the peak of demographic changes, which would help Indonesia advance to a developed country status from a developing country. Indonesia's demographic condition in 2023 until the next 13 years is at the peak before gradually declining. Speaking at a seminar on Bali's future development on Friday, as quoted by Antara, themed Direction of Future Bali Development, 100 Years of Bali in the New Era, she said that the projection is based on discussions with International Monetary Fund IMF, the World Bank, and economists. The U.S. military has stated that a U.S. F-16 fighter jet crashed during training on Saturday near a major U.S. military base in South Korea. As reported by CNN.com on May the 5th, the U.S. Air Force in South Korea said in a statement the jet, which was assigned to the 8th Fighter Wing, crashed in an agricultural area near Osan Air Base at about 9:45 a.m. local time. The military said the pilot safely ejected and was transported to the nearest medical facility. According to the military, no civilians were hurt in the incident. Saudi Arabia is to host the first face-to-face talks between the warring armies in Sudan on Saturday after several ceasefires broke down. A joint U.S.-Saudi statement welcomed the start of the pre-negotiation talks in Jeddah between the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces. BBC.com on Friday report spoke of continuing clashes in Khartoum, while the Sudanese army says the talks aims to address humanitarian issues. There has been no official rapid support forces or RSF comment, and the army confirmed it had sent envoys to Jeddah to engage in the talks, while the United Nations and aid agencies have been pressing for, faced with a dire humanitarian crisis in Sudan. Nearly 3 weeks of heavy fighting have killed hundreds of people and displaced nearly 450,000 civilians. Of the total, the International Organization for Migrants says more than 115,000 have sought refuge in neighboring countries. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. The city government of Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan province held the 2023 Regional Cultural Festival from May the 2nd to 4th as an effort to preserve and instill local culture in the younger generation. Mayor of Palangkaraya City, Fairit Naparin, on Tuesday said there were 16 categories of cultural competitions that were held, including balogo, traditional cooking and folk songs competitions. The various competitions were held in the Palangkaraya Mayor's Office Hall, the Balanga Museum Courtyard, the Neo Palma Hotel Atrium, the Office of Tourism, Culture, Youth and Sports, and under the Kahayan River Bridge. The next news comes from Kediri, East Java. The government of Kediri Regency, East Java, presented a shadow puppet performance for three consecutive days from May the 2nd until 4th, recounting the full story of Babat Kediri. The regent of Kediri, Hanindito Himawan Pramana, stated on Tuesday that the shadow puppet performance was deliberately held by presenting 10 plays in series from the Babat Kediri story. This activity was held as a series of activities in commemorating the 1,219th anniversary of Kediri Regency. The Babat Kediri, which is presented from the perspective of wayang stories, is also expected to be a means of transforming valuable historical knowledge of Kediri. The latest news come from Mamuju, West Sulawesi. Acting Governor of West Sulawesi, Akmal Malik, on Monday stated that the Karampuang Island Festival, which was held by the provincial government of West Sulawesi in Mamuju Regency, aims to grow the community's economy. He said the Karampuang Island Festival, which was held with a number of activities, including a jamboree for marine tourism on Karampuang Island, in addition, bicycle tours and tours around Karampuang Island, rowing championship and selection for student sports week were also held. The governor of West Sulawesi said that before the Karampuang Island Festival was held, as many as 12 small, micro and medium enterprises had been built in collaboration with the West Sulawesi provincial government and the Indonesian Military Command 142 Tarawada Taragau in Mamuju. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia.
be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of May 6, 1937, when the German Zeppelin airship Hindenburg was destroyed in fire. The Hindenburg aircraft caught fire just as it would dock at Lakehurst Air Force Station in New Jersey, United States. Based on records, there were 97 people aboard the airship. This accident left 35 passengers on board and one person on the ground died. The cause of the burning of the largest airship ever built at that time was suspected due to a static electricity spark that accumulated from friction with the air. Let's move to the event of 1993 when women from around the world celebrate Undiet Day. British feminist Mary Evans Young initiated Undiet Day. She wanted slim women to no longer be a problem. Initially, she celebrated No Diet Day in England, but then women from some countries also wanted to celebrate the day. Finally, on May 6, 1993, women from countries commemorated No Diet Day for the first time. Today, the goal of No Diet Day is body acceptance and diversity of body shapes, and symbolized by a light blue ribbon. We end today in history with the event on May 6, 2007, when Nicolas Paul Stéphane Sarkozy was elected as the 23rd president of the French Republic. Nicolas Sarkozy from the Union of Popular Movements Party succeeded in becoming the elected president of France through the general election results after defeating Ségolène Royal from the Socialist Party. This man of Hungarian descent became the sixth president of France to replace Jacques Chirac, who had served for 12 years. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Telah kita ukir berdua.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on growing impressively. Indonesia's manufacturing PMI is speeding up. Indonesia's manufacturing industry is still recording an expansion phase. The results of the S&P Global Survey showing Indonesia's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, in April were in the position of 52.7, or a significant increase compared to March achievement at the level of 51.9. The improvement in business conditions was supported by domestic demand, which continued to strengthen. Quoting the press release of the Ministry of Industry Tuesday, Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said that Indonesia's Purchasing Managers Index is above neutral, namely 50.0. He hopes that this good performance will continue to be maintained and need to be improved. The Minister of Industry stated that the expansion conditions in Indonesia's manufacturing PMI were in accordance with the results of the April Industry Confidence Index, which had been previously released by the Ministry of Industry, that hit 51.38. Agus Kartasasmita said, looking at the results of the Purchasing Manager Index and the Industry Confidence Index, it proves that Indonesia players that industry players and investors in Indonesia remain optimistic and confident in running their business. He added, apart from that, they have great confidence in market conditions that are getting better with the support of various government programs and policies in creating a conducive business climate. Minister Agus also revealed that the industrial sector in several developed countries was still experiencing contractions, judging by the manufacturing PMI score, such as Germany 44.0, France 45.5, UK 48.6, South Korea 48.1, and Japan 49.5. He added, amidst the weakening PMI manufacturing in developed countries, Indonesia's manufacturing PMI continued to grow acceleratingly and impressively. The Minister of Industry emphasized that to further strengthen domestic market demand, the Ministry of Industry focuses on optimizing the increase in use of domestic products program, including in the process of procuring goods and services at the central and regional governments, as well as both national and regional state-owned enterprises. He added, the Ministry of Industry is also proactive in spurring the expansion of export markets, especially to non-traditional countries. At the Hannover Messe 2023 event some time ago, a number of cooperation agreements were signed by the government of Indonesia and national industry players with partner countries and global investors. According to Minister Agus Gumiwang, this cooperation, especially in the industrial sector, will be able to have a positive impact on increasing the competitiveness of Indonesian industry and opening wider market access. Meanwhile, regarding the results of Indonesia's manufacturing PMI in April, Tim Moore, as Economic Director of S&P Global Market Intelligence, provided a view that the manufacturing industry sector in Indonesia continued to gain good momentum. This business condition reflects stronger domestic demand, thus driving the fastest increase in new orders and production volumes for 7 months. That was My Indonesia Today.
Not trying to be in there, not trying to be cool, just trying to be in this. Tell me how you do. Can you feel where the wind is? Can you feel it through all of the windows inside this room? 'Cause I wanna touch you, baby, and I wanna feel you too.
I wanna see the sunrise and your sins just me and you.
Light it up on the run. Let's make love tonight. Make it up, fall in love twice.
But you know.
Like a jacket, so do yours. We would roll down the rapids to find a wave that fits. Can you feel where the wind is? Can you feel it through all of the windows inside this room?
'Cause I wanna touch you, baby. I wanna feel you too. I wanna see the sunrise. Since just me and you,
light it up on the run. Let's make love tonight. Make it up for love
tonight.
Go give love to your body. It's only you that can stop it.
Go give love to your body.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder highlights Cungkring Scars Culinary from Bogor. Bogor City has long been known as one of the culinary paradises in West Java. There are lots of types of food in the city, which is known as the Rain City. But fewer people know that Bogor City has one of the culinary delights that is considered scarce because it still exists today, although it has been more than 40 years, and the dish is called cungkring, which has a chewy texture and the taste tends to be savory. Listener, this processed food made from cow's feet has a taste that is ready to spoil the tongue. Cungkring itself is actually taken from the word cung, which comes from cungur, which means mouth, and kring, which comes from food garan. Cungkring culinary whose name sounds unique and is one of Bogor's special foods as well as snacks is actually made from cow's feed and not gravel. Besides, it is not skewered like satay, but now it is made from boiled cow hide. Then it is cut into small pieces and skewered like satay. In the serving, this cungkring is added with rombus, which is then sprinkled with peanut sauce and soy sauce. And what you cannot miss is the sprinkling of fried onions, which makes the serving even more tempting. To further add to the sensation, sometimes it is added with peanut brittle or fried tempeh. Listener, the uniqueness of this cungkring is the wrapper use. Usually, the legendary culinary will be placed into a container made of cone-shaped banana leaves called pincuk. To eat it, you don't use a spoon like other culinary delights, but use a bamboo skewer, which adds to the traditional impressions of this typical Sundanese food. Listener, if you are a lover of culinary and want to go on a culinary tour to Bogor, first of all, you have to go to Jalan Surya Kencana. Along this road, you will find various culinary delights, but you can find cungkring, which is a breakfast dish from 6 a.m. until around 10 a.m. For one portion of cungkring with complete fillings, you usually have to pay around 18,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye!
Shake me, I would never dare, oh no, let go.
listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, today's edition of Miscellany talks about the Indonesian Information Museum will hold road shows or tours around the country. This exhibition is held as an effort to reach more enthusiasts and communities for the Information Museum. In the early stages, the road show will be held in around 3 locations a year, before being held routinely as planned once a month. It is planned that the Information Museum will display several selected collections, one of which is a collection of historical gems, a camera that recorded the giant meeting at Ikada Field or Jakarta Athletic Association on September 19, 1945. Apart from the camera used to record President Sukarno's short speech, the Information Museum will also display the notes of Adi Negoro, a pioneer journalist in the country. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics, as the manager of the Information Museum, is reportedly targeting several locations such as shopping centers, airports, and other densely populated locations. From this roadshow, it is hoped that the Information Museum can reach more communities, because it is communities that play important role in the existence of a museum. Communities are liaison agents that can bridge communication between the museum and public. Well, listener, that was Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Don't cry, snowman, not in front of me. Who'll get your tears if you can't catch me, darling? If you can't catch me, darling. Don't cry, snowman, don't leave me this way. A bottle of water can't hold me close, baby. To know that I'm never leaving, 'cause I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home for all seasons. So come on. Oh, you're my secret. If you don't have ears, baby. If you don't have ears, baby. I want you to know that I'm never leaving, 'cause I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home for all seasons. So come on, let's go. Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. At the North Pole and you'll have a leap. Please don't cry no tears now. It's Christmas, baby. My snowman and me, yeah. My snowman.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Munajat Cinta by Bella Nadinda. Munajat Cinta was popularized by The Rock Indonesia along with Ahmad Dhani, which was released in 2007. The song has a deep meaning, which tells about someone who feels lonely every night because she has no lover. This feeling of loneliness grows every day, making the person hope that God will send loved one who is kind and loves her as she is. Well, listener, here is Bella Nadinda with Munajat Cinta in the keroncong version. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.